And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're talking about the recently signed master stewardship agreement, looking at forest health in the Stanislaus National Forest. A variety of players in studio with us this morning. We have Tuolumne County Supervisor Randy Hanvelt. We have Tuolumne County Administrative Analyst Liz Peterson, Stanislaus National Forest Supervisor Jason Kiken, and Tuolumne River Trust Executive Director Patrick Koppel. Mr. Koppel, you're the person we haven't got to talk to yet. You know, tell us a little bit about the involvement of the Tuolumne River Trust and what you're hoping to see with this agreement.
Sure. We became involved first with YSS back, say, 2011 or so, shortly after it had been kind of formed. And YSS was formed by a pretty diverse group of folks from timber industry, environmental groups, recreation groups, range permittees and so forth, who were concerned about the health of the forest and really wanted to prevent a large wildfire from breaking out and consuming huge quantities of land. And unfortunately, they weren't able to get projects going soon enough, and the Rim Fire burned in 2013. But that sort of galvanized YSS to make sure that that doesn't happen again. And so the Tuolumne River Trust, we've got a history of managing habitat and other restoration projects and fundraising. So we're involved in both of those aspects of this. We're helping write grants to get some of this work done, and then managing some of the work that'll come out of that, which will involve hiring lots of contractors and so forth. But it's a very exciting, it's great to work with such a diverse group on kind of this common ground solutions that have been identified and move ahead.
And Jason Kiken with the Stanislaus National Forest, what would be kind of the early stages and kind of the early goals of this master stewardship agreement?
And that's a great question. And so the Master Stewardship Agreement in and of itself really outlines what our common goals are between the Stanislaus National Forest and the county really representing YSS. And those goals, as has been discussed this morning, are about creating a resilient landscape. It's about the broader landscape. But in and of itself, that Master Stewardship Agreement is about the goals. How we implement and take action to meet those goals is through a Supplemental Project Agreement, or SPA. Not that people need to know all of those different acronyms and names, but what is of note is that just this past Thursday, just a couple days ago, we were able to sign the first Supplemental Project Agreement that transfers funds from the Forest Service to the county in order to implement projects that will create that resilient landscape. It's not a large amount of work and not a large amount of money at this point in time, but it's that starting to get the wheels on the car that are going to help us do more across the landscape into the future. So with this supplemental project agreement, we are working together on some timber sales that are going to improve the health and vigor of some acres on the Miwok District. And that's going to be our baseline. So we're going to work from there. We have some requests out there through YSS for other grant funding in order to really expand that greatly. And we're hopeful through either the climate change investments through CAL FIRE that we'll be able to get some funds to greatly expand that program of work. But we will continue to seek funds through a variety of sources in order to expand that. And we can use that first supplemental project agreement and do a modification of that to expedite that process in order to really take this to scale. That is our goal. And that scale is not just scale in terms of acreage, it's scale in terms of being economically viable into the future. It costs a lot of money to do work on the ground if you don't have an economic means of continuing that, and that's our balance here is to use commercial thinning, which is a great avenue to do work, and to follow that up with prescribed fire on the landscape. This landscape was born through fire, and so you need to combine mechanical treatments with fire to make the healthiest landscape around. And through this master stewardship agreement, we'll get there.
Supervisor Hanveld, do you have something to add?
Yes, I think one of the unique things about this master stewardship agreement is that everything is going to be contained right here on the Stanislaus National Forest in Tuolumne County. By everything, I mean the projects are generated here. The whole economic side of how we do this is going to be generated here. And there is commercial activity taking place and needs to take place, very frankly, some of these thinning projects. Any money generated from those commercial projects will come back and be reinvested into our forests here. And the projects are, I think Liz alluded to that earlier, they're all generated in a fashion with the broad collaborative effort. This is just an amazing win-win for every member of this team, and especially for our community. But it all stays here, and we keep working. And one of the things that I think needs to be mentioned, and because we have this broad expertise in the YSS group, we're going to be doing projects, and we're going to have to come back at time, and Jason mentioned that, and then put fire back on this to maintain that healthy status, because there is a pattern when fire comes back on this landscape naturally over the years, and it's a lot more frequent than people realize. It's on the order of 7 years, plus or minus, kind of thing. So we need to protect, in the process, we need to protect the work we will have accomplished so we can go on and do more. But this agreement is amazing. Nothing like this existed 10 years or 15 years ago when maybe we all wish we'd have done some of this work. This is the best avenue we've seen. I'm really enthusiastic about it, because I think as a team we'll go forward and we'll make something happen here.
Jason Kuyken with the Stanislaus National Forest. Before Tuolumne County and the Stanislaus National Forest had this agreement in place, I had not heard about a master stewardship agreement. Is it a fairly rare thing to have something like this with the county?
So with the county, it is very rare. There are other master stewardship agreements nationwide. Where master stewardship agreements came into being was in 2007, I want to say, is the year that Congress passed the stewardship end result contracting authority. And so we were granted as an agency an ability to enter into master stewardship agreements. And there's other tools within that bill, but most of the master stewardship agreements nationally are with a few large nonprofit groups. So the Nature Conservancy, Trout Unlimited, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, National Wild Turkey Federation hold some master stewardship agreements as well, and yet they are national organizations, but here what we have is a county taking a lead, saying that the forest is really important to the county economy, and so they're taking on some risk, they're taking on some action with that, and that is what is most important, because the citizens of Tuolumne County really rely so much on this forest that the county is willing to step up. And so in the last 11 years, there have been some of these nationally, and I've been associated with them in Washington State, in Colorado, and in Minnesota, and yet this is a new model, and I'm excited about the model because of, Tuolumne County's not going anywhere, and so how can we work over a long period of time to do what's right on the landscape? Not that those large organizations aren't trying to do the same. They are, but this is a different model, and I'm excited about how we're approaching it here.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the master stewardship agreement that was recently signed between Tuolumne County and the Stanislaus National Forest. A lot of players involved with this effort. We're joined in studio by Supervisor Randy Hanvelt, as well as Administrative Analyst Liz Peterson with Tuolumne County, Stanislaus National Forest Supervisor Jason Kiken, and Tuolumne River Trust Executive Director Patrick Koppel. I'm BJ Hansen. We'll return with our final segment, Motherlode Views, in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.